Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, finally, we had a decent week on Wall Street. Stocks rallied sharply this past week as economic data and Fed commentary spurred a decline in interest rates. It's been forever, hasn't it? Well, anyway, the markets all liked it. The Dow had a pretty good week, up 5.1% for the week. S&P 500 almost up 6%. NASDAQ up over 6.6%. And the MSCI EAFE index up 3.1%. So, wow, what a difference a week makes, right? The 10-year Treasury pretty flat, down about 0.3%. Closing, importantly, at 4.52%. Remember, we were talking over 5% last week. So we had a pretty big move. I mean, think about it. It's a pretty big move in just a week. As rates came down, market went up. Also, the price of oil came down this past week, too, down 5.4% to close at $80.92 a barrel. So that was, you know, an interesting week, and we were sort of ready for this sort of thing to happen. After all, when you look at what the Fed said, it was pretty good for the markets overall. They basically said that they're done. Of course, they left the door open for further raising if the data showed it. But overall, you know, we looked at the labor market and so forth this week. Numbers are pretty good. So the market really liked it. And, of course, that rewarded well. So the question becomes, well, now that we're sitting here in November, got a couple more months to go, what does the market look like overall? Well, remember, this is the season. You know, when you go to Starbucks and they start making those fancy drinks with the pumpkin or whatever spice lattes and all that business. Yep, November is here, and you got the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, and then Christmas and so forth. So since 1980, the last 2 months of the year, specifically November and December, have looked pretty good overall. In fact, the last 2 months of the year on average since 1980 has been up 79% of the time. 79% of the time. How much do you ask? Well, the average has been about 3.5%. Of course, there's been some years there where we've had down years like 22 and 2018, but on average, it's been pretty strong. And so, you know, the question becomes, well, is there any sort of correction out there? And of course, there's no guarantee in the market that you're not going to have a pullback here or there, but it looks like the one we just had, this little brief correction, we'll call it, because remember last week we were talking about a correction, which is typically when a market drops down over 10%, which we had. And these sort of 10% pullbacks, they're healthy. But when you look at that situation where you had a correction, and then you look at how markets do after their correction. Now, I went back to April of 2010 to take a look at this. And so when you looked at April of 2010 through July of 10, we had a pullback of around 16%. And what ended up happening 2 months thereafter, the market was up about 7%. And if you looked at it a year later, it was up 33.6%. Now, we went ahead and did that through 2011, 12, 15, 16, 18 through 23, which is the question mark right now. But overall, the next couple months looked pretty good. The low was up 1.3%. The high was up 19.2%. Again, that was in the two-month period. And the 1 year following, the low was 7%. This was back in February of 18. And the high was December of 18, up 39.9% on the 1 year following the correction. I mean, again, you can't really roll the dice on this sort of thing because it is what it is. But make sure your investment strategy is what you need it to be. Make sure you've got the income you need to see. Now, that was also spurred this week by the employment numbers that we just saw on Friday. And that employment report really did support what the Fed was talking about on Wednesday, in that the numbers came in cooler than what was expected. Now, remember, we were seeing jobs over 250,000 as an average. And so when we saw this 150,000 number, that was pretty widely accepted and approved by the market. And that's why we had this further rally on Friday in the market to see the week finish strong. So overall, you know, employment looks pretty good, looks still healthy. The market and the economy think so. So things look decent. Now, you're probably going to ask me, well, what is the S&P limits on the upside and the downside we should be paying attention to? If you look at technical analysis, that is, which you know periodically we like to do. So remember, there, we were talking about the S&P 500 and where it would close. And Wednesday, after the Fed meeting, the S&P 500 closed at the 4225 mark, which was a pretty, you know, supportive level. And so that's going to be your new support on the downside, that 4225 level. Now, we also saw, remember, the VIX index. I did a whole commentary on that a few weeks back. If you missed it, go back and listen to what the VIX is all about. Simply, it measures volatility in relation to the options and hedging activity that's out there. So as a result of Wednesday, the VIX was down in a day, 7%. I mean, think about that, down 7% in one day, which indicates that there is a clear easing in volatility and expectations of what the future, at least the immediate future, could look like in terms of hedging activity. So that was good. And so when you look at where the upside should be, next stop, if we break through it, and then further upside on the S&P, I'm going to call that at 4380 right now. So if you recall, you know, we closed on Friday at 4358 on the S&P 500. 4380 would be the resistance that would have to break through and close at with volume to see that move higher. And again, that's just based on data that we're seeing. So overall, things continue to look decent. I don't expect any material breakdown here, any sort of black swan event. I mean, we talked about that Wall Street Journal article last week and what it was comparing to money supplies and markets and where things were going. And, you know, is this the beginning of the end? And so, and I said last week, I don't think so. And I still don't. I still think that overall this data we saw this week, when it came to several of the things that we looked at, including labor, and production, it's just about right. It's almost the Goldilocks scenario. You know, the porridge is just the right temperature. It tastes perfect and you eat it and it's all good and it's not too hot or too cold. It's about where we are right now. And it's just continuing to unfold that way. So, you know, overall things are going pretty well and, really not that much for you to be concerned about at this point. Okay.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.